in everyone to a fabulous new episode of Whisper in the Wings from Stage Whisper. We are bringing you part two, if you will, or the second show that's part of one of our favorite festivals, the Club Thumb Summerworks series. And joining us today to talk about this show, we have returning, I should say, the amazing playwright, Bailey Williams. She's here to talk to us about her new work, Coach Coach, which again is being presented by Club Thumb as part of their Summerworks series. June 3rd through the 13th at the Wild Project. You can get your tickets and more information by visiting clubthumb.org. We're so excited to be welcoming Bailey back. We're so excited to be talking about her new work that's part of our favorite series. So with that, let's go ahead and welcome back on our guest, Bailey. Hey, it's so good to see you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so thrilled that you are back. You've got this great show, as I keep mentioning, in this wonderful series. This is so exciting. I want to know everything about it. So let's start having you tell us a little bit about what Coach Coach is about.
Great. So Coach Coach is a play about life coaches on a weekend retreat, basically trying to become better coaches from a life coach herself. So it's coaches who coach other coaches. It's basically a comedy about people who are trying to figure out how to live life and change all the things they want to change. And it's also a very highly stylized comedy. There's a little bit of old Hollywood, a little bit of Murder, She Wrote, and a little bit of Clue. So it's a weekend romp through the world of life coaching.
I love that. That sounds amazing. So How did you come up with the idea for this piece?
So the origins of the piece go back a few years. So Club Thumb commissioned me to write the one act version of this play in July 2022 for Winterworks, which is a festival they do every January, one acts. It's three one acts. I believe Usus was also a one act in 2018 or 2019. And so it's very lo-fi, low-tech, usually just language-based. So I wrote the one-act version. And when they approached me, I had wanted to write a show about life coaches for a while. I'm very interested in how people find and make meaning in contemporary life. A lot of our most established structures, I think, are being very questioned right now. So there's a lot of invention going on. You don't have a nuclear family or a church or a community center or anything. You know, I think people are in a very active state of making new structures and inventing new structures with varying degrees of success and failure. So when I was thinking about the best structure to explore the questions a life coach play might want to ask, I thought about how coaching and therapy are like these investigations into the self. It's a lot of questioning. It's a lot of trying to find the right questions to ask yourself to get a different answer. And the word investigations made me think about murder mysteries. And then the idea of a life coach murder mystery weekend really tickled me. And so I started to go down that road. Yeah.
I love that. That's wonderful. Well, we are just under, 2 weeks from the show premiering at Club Thumb. So what has it been like developing this piece?
It's been wonderful. Our team here is really fantastic. They're smart and hilarious, and they've made the play so much better through their insights and talents. It's really amazing how much a play grows just by having actors read it a few times. I feel really lucky I get to work alongside some of these amazing theater makers. It's just every day is total blast. This is the first time being a playwright has been my day job, where I come to the rehearsal room every day and I get to rehearse, from 10 to 4, 11 to 5. And that's been huge for me. But I will say simultaneously, this has been an incredibly hard play to rewrite, even with the actors, because turning a one act into a full length is a total head trip. It's a real exercise in stripping a play back down to its bones, because it existed as like a discrete unit. And so I had to look at the unit and strip it down and build it back up. And I rewrote the ending like 50 times, but now I'm very happy with it. We're about 3 weeks in and now we're just tinkering. That's a great place to be.
Oh, that's so good to hear. Wow. What a process. What a good right now.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so curious to know, is there a message or a thought you hope that the audience will take away from Coach Coach?
Yeah, I think my primary hope is that people will walk away very delighted. It's a comedy. I hope people laugh. I hope people have a rollicking good time. The structure of the play is a build, as you might imagine, with a murder mystery. So I hope it to be as exciting and thrilling and glorious as the murder mystery experiences of my youth, rewatching like Clue the movie 1,000 times was. And I also hope people are buzzing and thinking. There's a lot of argument in this play. There are these exercises these coaches do with each other to try to develop and better themselves as coaches. And they're heady exercises and about like the self and who you are and what you want and how you approach thinking and feeling and being. And so I hope people come out with a, you know, wanting to talk about life. Yeah. How we think and feel and change.
I love that. That is a fabulous idea there. And it leads to my final question for this first part, which of course is, who do you hope have access to your piece?
Well, I always hope that non-theater people come. I love theater people. I'm a theater person. I see theater so much, but it's a special accomplishment. Like when somebody comes up to you after the show and had just read about it somewhere and was like, I decided to come randomly. And I'm like, yes, thank you. Thank you, non-theater person, for taking a risk on your evening free. And I think this is also very much a play for gay people. This is a play for my gay girlies, which is a gender neutral term. It's very campy. There's like a version of this play that's all drag queens, you know, like this is some high lesbian camp. And so I hope the community comes out for me.
Our interview, as you know, we love to give our listeners a chance to get to know our guests a little bit better. And as I've mentioned, you know, you've joined us before. You were in the OG class when we started this series.
Oh yeah.
2022. So I actually want to ask you this time, how is it that you came into the theater?
Oh, sure. So I am not from a theater family. I'm from a family of jocks, entrepreneurs, and gamblers. And so how I came to the theater was my very best friend in elementary school was named Maria, and her mother was a fabulous actress in Houston. And I thought she was the most glamorous person alive. And Maria went on a trip to New York when we were in fourth grade, I think, with her mother. And she came back. She was just buzzing about New York City. And she said, I saw the most fabulous musical. It's called Cats. You have to see it. So my mom got me a VCR tape of the musical Cats. And I watched it over and over and over again. And then when I finally got to go to New York myself, I went to see Cats. And I thought, this is it. I have to become a cat. I have to sing. I have to dance. I have to act. This is my future. I love cats. And I still love cats, but I gave up on the singing and dancing. for everyone's sake. It was generous of me.
I love that. What a great origin story. That's amazing. I want to now ask you my favorite question, which I've asked you before, but what is another of your favorite theater memories?
The thing that's coming to mind right now is when, you know, theater was starting to come back after the COVID pause and Broadway came back first. And one of the only shows running was Phantom of the Opera. And I had never seen it. I missed theater. So we got together a big group of people and went to see Phantom of the Opera for the first time. And I had a blast. It was this well-oiled camp machine of a play, of a musical that just chugged along, so efficient, such amazing direction, which is not a new opinion about Phantom of the Opera, Hal Prince, Prince of Broadway, but it was also just such a special vibe that, you know, the theater was full of people who had really missed going to see the theater and had made it a priority to come and catch a show. And I think it was also the Christine that night, it was her first time performing the role, and she was the first ever Black Christine on Broadway. So like the audience was also full of people there for her. And so it was just this really positive, like amazingly enthusiastic audience, so much applause. And I just, yeah, that's a recent theater memory that I will always treasure.
I love that memory. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's so wonderful. As we wrap things up, I would love to know, are there any other projects or productions coming on the pipeline for you that we might be able to plug?
Oh yeah, absolutely. So my partner, Emma Horwitz, and I, she's also a fabulous playwright. We did a small production of our show we wrote together called Two Sisters Find a Box of Lesbian Erotica in the Woods. We did it this January with the Exponential Festival, which is this amazing DIY Brooklyn festival that runs every January. You should absolutely check it out. But we're going to come back next year in spring 2025. We're looking at April, and it's a co-production with Rattlestick Theater and New Georges. And it's going to be really fun. I can't give away anything else.
That is incredible. Oh my gosh. Okay. So we're all going to have to plan a field trip. Spring, 5 April, we're going to be there with bells ringing. And that's a great lead into my final question, which is, if our listeners want more information about Coach at the Summer Work Series, or about you and your upcoming work next spring, maybe they'd like to reach out to you, how can they do so?
Great. I'm on Instagram at Buffalo Bailey. Clubthumb.org is always a great place to find information. And I also periodically update my website, which is at baileywilliams.live.
Wonderful. Well, Bailey, it was so wonderful to see you again. And thank you so much for sharing this great upcoming production. I can't wait to see it. I'm so excited. So thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. I look forward to sharing this work with you. Oh. Really appreciate it.
My guest today has been the amazing playwright Bailey Williams, whose new work, Coach, is being presented by Club Thumb as part of their summer work series. It's playing June 3rd through the 13th at the Wild Project, and you can get your tickets and more information by visiting clubthumb.org. We also have some contact information for our guests, which will be posted in our episode description and social media posts, and you will definitely want to stay tuned to everything Bailey's up to, especially with that amazing work coming in the spring. We will keep you informed about it. But for right now, head to clubthumb.org, get your tickets while you can. These shows sell out so fast, and you won't want to miss it. The show again is Coach, playing June 3rd through the 13th. So until next time, I'm Andrew Cortez, reminding you to turn off your cell phones, unwrap your candies, and keep talking about the theater.
In a stage whisper.
Thank you.
If you like what you hear, please leave a 5-star review, like, and subscribe.
You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Stage Whisper Pod.
And feel free to reach out to us with your comments and personal stories at stagewhisperpod@gmail.com.
And be sure to check out our website for all things Stage Whisper and theater. You'll be able to find merchandise, tours, tickets, and more. Simply visit stagewhisperpod.com. Our theme song is Maniac by Jazzar. Other music on this episode provided by Jazzar and Billy Murray. You can also become a patron of our show by logging on to patreon.com/stagewhisperpod. There you will find all the information about our backstage pass as well as our tip jar. Thank you so much for your generosity. We could not do this show without you.